Consumers are confident at the moment. In fact, we're the most confident that we've been in the last 7 years, as I mentioned last night. Now, this is great news for business owners because confidence directly relates to higher spending. Now, fresh data from the National Australia Bank today reveals that the first week of November, spending was up by more than 5.5% nationally year on year. And spending was up even higher in Melbourne, 7% up year on year, as people whip out their wallets after being locked in their living rooms for almost 3 months. Ana Marinkovic is NAB's Executive General Manager of Small Business, and she joins me this evening on Money News. Hi, Ana.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Well, you're welcome. Now, what do these numbers tell you about the economic recovery?
Well, what it really tells us is that this has really been the first positive result since the first week of August. And what we are seeing is that more than 90% of our home loan and business loan deferral customers have now either elected to resume repayments or they've advised us of their intent to resume repayments at the end of the deferral period. So what we are really now seeing in Victoria in particular is that the retail, hospitality and health services are recovering rather rapidly since reopening. And while hospitality spending is still below pre-pandemic levels, with increases to venue limits this week, I'm actually expecting that we should see further growth in the sector.
Yeah, you make a good point there, Anya, because I noticed how poor hospitality was, but that having its 34-week of straight week of decline, what can the hospitality businesses do to sort of have a green light now that they're starting to reopen? How can there be some growth coming into Christmas and New Year?
Yes, as I said, Victoria is showing some fantastic green shoots of activity as it emerges from lockdown, but there is also no doubt that there is still a long way to go. Not just in hospitality, but also in the travel, tourism, education sector. But I think that we should all be encouraged by the activity we are starting to see in local shops, beauty salons and restaurants. And this will actually be further dependent on further easing of restrictions and, of course, interstate borders reopening.
Very good point, because the obvious lesson here from these numbers is that spending resumes when economies reopen. And that's why it's not surprising to see accommodation sector down 35%, because it has to be time for the premiers to reopen these borders. Tourism businesses need tourists. What would you say to them, Ana?
I'd say that ultimately this is a question for the government, but we all want our economic recovery to be safe and sustainable. Also, that another lockdown would not be in anyone's interest. The sooner that we can reopen in a safe and responsible manner, the better it will be for all small business communities, not just those in tourism sector.
Ana Marinkovic, NAB's Executive General Manager of Small Business, thank you so much for joining me on Money News.
Thank you.